companies were struggling to afford to provide health insurance for their employees. And we thought this marketplace is going to change quite a bit in the next number of years. We want to be part of the wave of transformation that comes.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Awesome Inc.'s podcast, where we highlight people pursuing their definition of, you guessed it, awesome. So buckle up and get ready for some more success story adventures and failures from Kentucky's tech and entrepreneur community. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning back into this episode of the Awesome Inc. podcast. I am with the most recent winner of the Fiverr Cross 2023 pitch competition. I'm here with Waleed of Kindly Benefits, who took home the W for June 2023's event. We were at the lovely Lyric Theater, and gosh, we just had such a good time, such a good crowd. Probably my favorite aspect of that was that we had 100 plus participants, attendees from this year's Governor School for Entrepreneurs, and hopefully finding some future Kentucky entrepreneurs to take the stage. And again, thank you to our title sponsor, Kinetic by Windstream, and presenting sponsor, Airwing Ventures, for continuing to promote entrepreneurship in the state of Kentucky and allowing us to do fun things like meet awesome, awesome folks like Waleed. So Waleed, again, congratulations. You absolutely crushed it the other night. And I still like those shoes. So please let me know where you got those awesome Nikes. And I want to get a pair for myself. But let me pass it over to you. Please introduce yourself and tell everyone, you know, who you are, what problem you're solving with Kindly. And really would like to hear you talk for a couple of minutes about the overall event and what you picked up from your time pitching.
Absolutely. Thanks, Garrett. It was an awesome experience. First time doing that, really first time in the Lexington entrepreneurial community in general, and just love the energy, love the vibe in the room, love getting to hear all the other competitors, fantastic companies that were there presenting. And the students just brought a different level of energy that just loved getting to present in front of that group. Again, my name is Waleed Behuth. I'm the CEO of Kindly Benefits. Our mission is to make health insurance more accessible to everyone, people and businesses. Shopping for health insurance can be really scary and overwhelming. We try to make it easy to access ACA marketplace health plans that we think are a great solution for many people.
What's your professional background? How did you get involved in the healthcare industry to even find that this problem you're solving with your startup exists?
Sure. So didn't think I would be involved in healthcare initially. I had a background in economics, actually moved to Kentucky to work in the bourbon industry, worked for a company that was doing process engineering, got to work out on the building of the Woodford Reserve Distillery, pretty close to Lexington. It was my first big project. Got to spend 6 months out there right by the creek. That was a fantastic experience. And then I switched over to Humana. I spent 15 years at Humana and really cut my teeth there. Got to develop in a variety of different ways, played a variety of different roles, and really just grew. And I think that was one thing I would say to future entrepreneurs is that if you have the opportunity to have an experience within a large organization earlier in your career, to absolutely do that, because you're going to get exposure to so many different areas of running a business and really learn how to do what you need to do when you run your own business. In kind of a hyper-developmental way in a large environment like that. So I did that for 15 years and then met my co-founder, which I would always suggest that entrepreneurs have a partner to go into a new venture with. He and I talked about doing something together for a number of years. And in 2021, finally, the plan came together around this individual health insurance marketplace. We really saw the opportunity in how health insurance was changing, both in terms of how people accessed it, how it was paid for, increasingly the government, federal government, providing a lot of subsidies to encourage people to shop for health insurance on their own, and how companies were struggling to afford to provide health insurance for their employees. And we thought this marketplace is going to change quite a bit in the next number of years. We want to be part of the wave of transformation that comes and help solve this problem that we still have in this country around just access to affordable healthcare for a lot of people.
Makes sense. It sounds, and again, you mentioned a second ago, but you cut your teeth for Humana. So it gave you a long road, a lot of experience in that you're well suited to tackle the problem that your team is. So tell me from your experience, Wally, what was it like to pitch at Fivercross? You mentioned this was your first time around the Lexington specific entrepreneurial community. Any takeaways? What was maybe a personal highlight from that evening from you?
Yeah, I would say the energy in the room was just unlike any other pitch competition that I've been a part of. I've participated in a few different pitch competitions, accelerator programs. And I would say they're typically, you know, either over Zoom or in a small group of people. That the vibe in the theater was just fantastic. And that just makes a huge difference when you're on a stage like that. You want to feel that the audience is engaged and interested in what you're doing and what you have to say. And that just made a huge difference in the experience from my end. I think that the companies that were presenting as well too were just so high quality. Everybody had really interesting ideas and businesses that they were developing too, and it was just really, really cool to see those companies come along too.
Yeah, and what's cool, just talking with new entrepreneurs all the time at Awesome Inc., we have a 10 plus year track record, so the quality of companies just continues to be further along. We speak with them, and like you mentioned, well suited, a lot of talent, and it's exciting. And again, kudos to you for taking home the win that evening, and you won $500 cash, which, you know, might not change everything for your business, and a $5,000 safe note with Keyhorse Capital. Mind to share what some of that prize money is going to go towards for the future of Kindly?
Sure, absolutely. The first thing we'll put it towards is development of our technology. So we're in the tech development cycle right now. We're working on an application to help Medicaid participants in particular find health insurance. There, a lot of people are losing Medicaid over the next 12 months. The federal health emergency is ending, and funding that provided increased access to Medicaid is going away. That means 20 to 25 million people in this country may be uninsured, and they're looking for help. We're trying to navigate people to the ACA marketplace, which stands for Affordable Care Act, which is a great healthcare solution for a lot of people. It's federally funded, but it's difficult to navigate. So our application's helping people navigate easily and quickly to those health plans. And that's what the money is going to go towards, helping make that bridge for people.
That's exciting. Well, Waleed, you earned one of the five spots for the Fivercross finals this December. So we're going to see you here in about six months or so. What are you hoping to accomplish before you come back and compete for that grand prize of $5,000, but $50,000 cash from Keyhorse?
Yeah, I hope that we'll be further along in terms of traction, building out a strong customer base, making new connections, and just helping the state manage this transition, especially in terms of this Medicaid challenge.
Makes sense. Well, it sounds like you guys are the right people to solve this problem, and you're situated in a pretty sweet spot. So, Waleed, thanks for the time. Again, congratulations on the win. Excited to see you in December. Where can the people who are listening to this podcast go to either learn more about Kindly Benefits or become a potential customer?
That's great. Thanks so much, Garrett, for the opportunity to chat. Really enjoyed it. We're looking forward to it in December. We'd love for you to go to our website, kindlybenefits.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn or Instagram. Look us up, and we're happy to help you or your friends, family, and business find health insurance.
Well, right on, Waleed. We will see you here in a couple months. And again, if you're listening to this podcast, like Waleed said, head over to Kindly and check out them on socials, and also head over to @AwesomeIncLex on all socials so you can engage with more entrepreneur stories like Waleed's in the Kindly team. Well, that's it, guys. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Awesome Inc.'s podcast. And another quick thank you to Lee Rosevere and a few members from our community who provide the music that you hear in this show. Lastly, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz. Or even better, come on down to our space. Come be a part of our community and get plugged in, and let's start something awesome together. You guys rock. We'll see you next time.